Welcome back to CaleigCast. Today is another special episode. About a person that's always there for me no matter what I go through. And her name is Krista B. I have known Krista for 2 years. And if y'all don't know how we met, if you're new here, I'm gonna explain again. When I first came to Lubbock, I was in a group home. I was looking for a church to attend. I attended Glad Tidings Church. I mean, I liked it because it was how I grew up, you know. But Angela, she recommended Fellowship Church, Lubbock. That's where she recommended the first place, but I decided to go ahead and try this church, you know. And then I gave her my contact info, as she asked. I'll talk about Angela here. And Krista B. texted me, saying she'd be picking me up in the morning for church. Then I was like, okay. Then I met her, we talked. And while she was getting to know me, I told her about my mom. And she asked where my mom was, so I stayed silent for a moment. I told her my mom passed away, that she's in heaven, and she passed away when I was 17. She's my go-to person whenever I have a question, something happens, or whatever, I let her know. She also teaches me right. A recent memory with her is when I was sitting with her at church, eating dinner. Her little girl was looking at my cookie monster plush. I will call Krista's little girl, Jess. I said to Jess with my Cookie Monster voice, "Hey Jess, I'm Cookie Monster. Me eat cookies." Then Krista asked Jess what she thought about it. Jess did not react at all. She just stared at the cookie of my Cookie Monster. Krista holds on to my phone during church. One day, I think I was talking to somebody. I think I know who, but I'm not so sure. She called me over to her, and she said, "Do I need to hold on to your phone during church?" Because, like, I was always on it, you know? I was like, yeah. Which I don't mind, because I have to pay attention somehow. Whenever I say, "I'll drive," she says, "No, thanks." One time, I asked, "Can I have an air horn?" And she said, "No." I asked, "It's because I'm loud as it is?" She said, "Yes." She knows me like the back of her hand because she spent a lot of time with me when she used to pick me up for church. When I try and make up excuses, she says, "You're just making up excuses." And I asked her how she knew, how she catches me lying. She said, "Because I know you're smart, and when you try to lie," I was like, I don't think I reacted, but I think I did, just kept it to myself. Whenever she says, "So, I got a message," oh, I know I'm in trouble when she says that. And she would talk to me about it. I try to be cheerful. If I know it's not the truth, I fess up right away. She disciples me in God's word. She helps me make the right decisions. If I have a question about the Bible, she answers. Like on Sunday, Krista's phone was on the chair, and Jess was in the shoulder thing. And Jess reached for Krista's phone and grabbed it. Oh, and the pastor was preaching, and Krista looked at me. I was laughing, but trying not to be so loud, knowing I'll probably get in trouble by Denise too, not just Krista. I still sit with her at church. Whenever she's not there, I sit with Peyton or by myself. I've always sat with Krista for as long as I can remember. One thing she has taught me, y'all, if y'all have listened to my one of my episodes from this season, like me and my friends, I have PTSD, and Krista taught me. I'm still the same person, even despite my diagnosis. That's not how exactly she said it, but that's the same thing. Like, I'm glad she looks out for me. I'm glad she keeps me in line. Just put this out there. The people that keep me in line at FCL are Krista B, Denise, both Emily's, and Peyton. So, that's five people. I think there's more. I can't remember. But those are the people that keep me in line at church. Okay. So, one time, me and my friends at Day Hop are just fooling around, just being our normal selves. You know? And then, I did the X. Well, that is, you count to three, and you cross your arms. Like, I don't know what it means. I'm trying to find out what it actually means. Because Kim told me that a lot of people can take the wrong way. And then my friends go, ah, no, Caleb. And I was like, what you gonna do, tell Krista? And then both of them says, yes. I said, I'm not scared of Krista. It slapped my mouth. No, then I told Krista about it. She said, you're not scared of Krista. I fessed up. I said, I'm not scared of Krista herself. It's the authority that I'm scared of. But the way she said, you're not scared of Krista. I'm like, ah, I knew I had a fess up. There are times I don't like what she says, but in the end, I know she's trying to help me. She's trying to, you know, make me into the young lady I'm becoming because of her and other church people, church ladies. One Sunday, I brought my baby doll to church. Her name is Gemma. I was gonna have the baby doll in the car seat on the chair, and she said, underneath, so put the baby back on the car seat, put it underneath. I was like, man, I was kind of having a little pouting session, but I got over it, so. Like, she's really awesome. I'm glad that she came into my life at the time that she did, because 9 times out of 10, if I didn't have her, I would have never known the truth of God's word. I would have just stuck with most of the things I grew up with that wasn't really biblical. Like, one, women pastors is not biblical, you know, just stuff I grew up with that's not biblical. And if it wasn't for FCO, given the circumstances, me living on Klein, the group home I used to live on, I would give up on God a long time ago. I have a karaoke machine, which I hardly ever use it nowadays, but I'll use it to clean my room sometimes, you know. So when I was on Duke, the group home I was at before I went to a host home, I got on the microphone of the karaoke machine. There's like voice effects, different ones you can use. I did a deep one. I said, hello, my name is Krista. And then my husband said, really, Kaylin? And I started laughing. Yeah, Krista's cool. I'm glad I have her in my life, like I said before. But then Emily S, if I say I would be good, She said, you better. She would say, you better. And I said, what you gonna do, tell Krista? She was, yep. I go, no. Don't tell Krista. No. And one time at church, I asked, what you gonna do, tell Krista? She said, I'm gonna go find her. I started jumping. I said, no. I do that, like I jump in my seat. I never gonna say to Krista. I bounce up and down, like, no. In my seat. You know, because I bounce in my seat. A day up, I'm excited, or I make a bingo. A day up, I told my friends, you're not telling Krista. You know? Then my friend, I'm gonna change his name to Jack for his safety. Like, me and Jack are really good friends at Dayham. He'll point to his phone. He go, cool, you're gonna call Krista? And he'll know. He go, I'm like, no. So there's the Krista thread for y'all. I don't know how that started. I can't remember how it started. You know? But yeah. And another episode, I'll tell y'all about the Peyton thread whenever we get a chance. You know. Thank you for listening. Come back soon for episode 8. Bye!